wake up in the morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the greatest day in the week. It's Tuesday, everybody.
Woo.
Guys, look at me.
Oh my God, what happened to you?
Guys, I'm really small in the chair.
You just sat down.
You're so small and cute.
Chairs are so not going for me today. Because I came in and my own desk chair wasn't there.
No.
Which is the second time in 2 weeks that that's happened. And then I came into the studio and my chair is really low.
God, I can literally not even see you.
Don't, you know, I feel like a little girl.
How's the weather down there?
I know, I feel like a little kid at work.
You know, I have a secret to tell you about your chair.
What?
About that chair you're currently sitting in.
What, was it in your place?
No, 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 no. Later on this in this studio is a show called The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Yeah.
And one of the people who, I suppose, kind of goes on that show quite often, as in every day, to read the news would be my housemate, Ben.
It would.
And every day he sits in that chair and he lowers it down or hires it all the way up because he knows Ash doesn't like it all the way up or all the way down. And when she comes in the morning, she has to lower it.
And is this the first time that you've noticed Ben's cunning ways?
I feel like I normally lower it a smidge.
She always has to lower it.
Didn't he tell you that he does that?
Yeah. He told me about a year ago.
But he is some little spleep.
So it took you a full year to realise that there was something dodgy happening with your chair.
It's never been this low now. I thought you were going to tell me like there was some giant sitting in the chair tall.
Just Ben having
you
on.
Ben, just Ben having you on.
So every morning for the past year when you look at Aisling, like
Aisling going down,
sourcing her chair.
She always...
I go down a tad.
She presses the button and she goes down a little
bit. You secretly get a little...
And I'm always like, that was Ben.
This is mad.
Things you learn. You just never know the full picture, Leslie.
You never know what's going on.
You never know what's the story.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Big Pig and Favourite Girl, this is your number one hit music station. You're Big listening Pig. To Spin. And you're with Fully Charged. What's the crap?
Good morning.
How are you doing?
So this time yesterday, we were on the show and we were kind of thinking about what might be ahead of us yesterday because Longitude had teased over the weekend that they had a big announcement coming. And we expected it could be a lineup because it was around the same time last year that they announced their lineup. So it did came. We were right with our predictions and the first wave of Longitude acts were revealed at lunchtime yesterday. It'll be back in Marley Park on Saturday the 5th and Sunday the 6th of July. God, it's going to come around so quick. So tickets go on sale Friday. And we know now what the crack is. Some of the lineup announced anyway that across the 2 days, some of them performing are Belters Only, AJ Tracy.
Class.
Sonny Federa, Hannah Lang.
Unreal.
Cool.
Bless, Cameron Watson and loads more. And the lineup includes this lad. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Don't run your head up. Bottle full of bug. Mama, I got what you need. You need to fill a bug. I don't know what you heard about me. Pull up, you can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a... One of those things that you can say like, oh sure, he hasn't released a good song in years, but can you miss that?
No, definitely not.
Can you actually go,
it's
can you miss that?
I feel like it's an interesting choice and it might bring some kind of older people to Longitude.
I thought
this year.
So too. I was like kind of, I think the 17, 18, 19 year olds aren't going to be added into 50 Cent, would they?
Whereas like that would be for our age kind of, he was older.
They're probably looking at the poster thinking that's the price of the tickets. Our generation's better.
So 50 Cent confirmed for Sunday night. I think that's pretty unmissable when you hear the like, if you're going to come on for a Longitude set, you're going to just perform your bangers.
Do you remember he performed at the Super Bowl and he was upside down for half of it and
he
all the blood was rushing to the face?
No, I don't.
That was very funny.
That was when he did the whole lot with Eminem and
Dr.
Mary
Dre.
Oh,
Mary
Jane.
And all that. He did some of his bangers. So he's Sunday. Saturday, hello. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job. Actually actually be guilty of forgetting just how many songs he's responsible for.
Joel yeah. Corry.
No, this is David Guetta, confirmed to headline on Saturday. It'll be his first performance in Ireland in 13 years.
I cannot wait to see that man plug in a USB and click play. I am so excited.
Is that all he does?
I know. I don't think so.
Why would you mix live when the song's already made?
I know, but you can say the same for Calvin Harris.
It is the same.
Electric Picnic last year.
I think I'm more of a David Guetta girl than a Calvin Harris girl.
I actually agree with you.
Yeah, the pop of that.
Yes, 100%. And again, you have to admit, even though we're still releasing music today, dominant when we were teenagers.
Absolutely, yeah. And the better tunes were when we were.
I'd say so as well. He's also kind of in people's minds at the moment because a lot of people have obviously watched the Avicii documentary and he features in that quite heavily as Avicii's friend and colleague and all the rest. On yesterday's show, what we did was we predicted who we thought might play at Longitude this year. Don't know if any of us were right, but let's have a little listen back. I'm thinking Lola Young, Shaboozy. I am thinking the Blessed Madonna might feature. Okay, well done, Emma.
Very very good suggestions, though. I still think they could potentially show
up. You never know.
Yeah, because they do tend to add people as they go, don't they?
Yeah.
Dave?
I've also got H. Tyler, and I've got KSI. I'm fuming at that, to be honest.
Again, I thought you definitely had one of them in the bag.
Yeah. Then Ash?
Ash, you went a bit rogue.
Wouldn't be like her.
So I'm going for Mikey Money, Lil Dinky D-Boy, Lady Wanda, Bleeps, but with a Z at the end, Bleeps.
Yes.
Finally, PPP or Triple P.
I have to say, Ash, you went rogue and came up with artists that don't exist, but
and
a lot of the time...
still, she was closer than we were.
In the small print a lot of the time with these DJs' names that you can't even pronounce. So we walk you through it, okay? Because we obviously have the two big headliners. Right. David Guetta, 50 Cent.
Class.
We also have Sonny Federa, BLK, Belters Only, Hannah Lang, AJ Tracy. I want to go for him alone. I love him. A Boogie with the Hoodie.
A Boogie with the Hoodie. I'm actually excited for that. That'll
always
be good.
That's fun funny. D.O.D. Someone's called Enzo is Burning. Does anyone need to check on Enzo? Cameron Watson, Black Traffic, Flex, Robbie Doherty, Bless, Danny Howard, Kaz, Cody Wong and OJ Wilson.
That sounds good.
I'm
low bleeps, but there is a Bless.
There's a Bless.
And there's a Kaz.
Yeah, and there's a Kaz. I should have guessed Kaz.
And there's a Dodd.
Do you want a little bit of a horror down your spine just as we wrap this up?
What? Uh-oh.
Darren has just messaged him.
Yeah.
One of the lads has said that he's going to Longitude and asked me who David Guetta was. He's 18.
Oh, genie.
No, we're not the old people, are we?
What is that lineup then, if that's who they're trying to appeal
yeah,
to?
Yeah, there you go.
No, they are.
But they're trying to appeal to both.
Who David Guetta is?
Yeah.
Forget about it, lads.
We're all done for, aren't we?
I never thought we'd get to this age, you know, where we'd be like, they don't know who this person is. Like, why would they really?
David Guetta's still relevant, though.
No, he's not.
Great.
Only on Fully Charged.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Yesterday, I did something I never, ever thought I would do, and I bet you never thought I'd do it.
Go on.
Hot yoga.
I didn't think you were going to do it, even though I know you've been signed up to it many times, but you've cancelled loads of times.
I've been signed up to it for a month.
Do I live in an alternative universe?
I signed up to it when I was sick because I thought I'll have something to work towards and I'll get better.
I knew that, but I just thought that was because of your deliriousness of being so unwell.
Yeah, cancelled it twice, and then on the day I was meant to go, I went to the pub with my housemate Ben instead.
Of course.
And I texted my girlfriend. I was like, yeah, something's coming up. I can't go.
Crazy.
Is this something that you were meant to do together?
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
even worse.
Say that went down well.
Yeah, it was actually all right, to be fair. But,
came up.
So then I was trying desperately to think of anything to get me out of it yesterday, but couldn't think of anything, so I had to go. And so we arrived. I sat in the class and it's in Castleknock, right? So we drove out and I wasn't really expecting it. Like, it's in this like centre that has like a pool and a gym and whatever. And I was like, where are they going to do this hot yoga? Like, how do they do it? Like, they just have the rads turned up. Do you know what I mean? But there's radiators basically, you know, on the ceiling blasting heat down.
Wow.
Okay?
It's real random, but many, many years ago, I found myself in a hot yoga studio. So I was doing some documentary for a radio station, and why I ended up there, I don't know. So I was in the room not doing yoga, but the heat.
Yeah, it's
really
intense.
Even just being there was hot.
Like, just because I think a class had just been on, but the way that it's set up that it pumps out the air, I was like, I can't even breathe.
It's crazy. I was looking at the degrees on the thing. It was set to 43.
Wow.
43 degrees.
Oh my God.
Incredible.
And we stupidly picked a location directly underneath the heater. So that was really, really tough. But just before the class started, the teacher was just like, and is there a David here? I was like, oh, for God's sake. like, yeah. She's like, and it's your first time, is it? I was like, yeah, it is, yeah.
And you cancelled a few times. You finally showed your face.
And she was like, and she was so, so helpful and so nice. But she was just like, all right, listen, don't worry about doing too much of the movements tonight. Just, you know, just kind of get used to the heat and get used to your breath and
it's
things like that.
Interesting that, like, normal people would start by saying, I might do some yoga.
And then yoga, say, regular.
Like, you know, maybe in a couple of years I'll upgrade and do a bit.
Really?
Of
is
yoga.
That it? I didn't realise.
Imagine so. Like, yoga's tough enough as it is.
Lads, this was the toughest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Did you want to cry?
I didn't want to cry. Did you want to leave? No, I didn't want. Well, I wanted to get outside to get air.
Yeah.
Like, it was so hot. And, like, I was on the yoga mat and I was just dripping sweat from my nose. I was like, this is so gross.
Everyone must have been the same. Were they all sweaty?
They were, like, I would have thought so because of the heat or whatever, but, like, these people were professionals. They were all great. I was looking at the teacher and, like, all the people around me going, how are you doing this? Like, it was so impressive.
Was Pippa good?
Pippa was unreal. She was, was she? Like, she goes all the time.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, she kept kind of every 10 minutes, she'd be like, are you all right?
While she's, like, lying up on her head.
She did some lotus position or whatever, and I'm there standing up. But the thing was, it was so great because if you did want to just, like, take a breath to yourself and just step back, you could. Do you know what I mean?
That's good.
It wasn't like, oh, does everyone need a break or whatever. The class just continued. And, like, I'd seen people, like, up the top of the class, they'd take a break and they'd step to the side and they'd drink their water or whatever. Like, it was absolutely,
I like that vibe.
It was not great.
Like, yeah.
It was so chilling.
There's
nothing exactly
worse than being
in
an exercise class when you feel the need to stop, but, like, you're getting kind of, come on!
Yeah.
Like, no,
yeah,
let me.
So she said, that, she was like, and is there a David here? I didn't hear anything really after that point. I was like, this is supposed to be relaxing. But no, it's not supposed to be relaxing.
Can I see a move?
I can't do any moves.
Show me the loads of things.
Are you sore today?
About?
I'm not really sore. I don't know.
Are you dehydrated?
There was one move, right? I showed you this, right?
He's so standing.
I'm going to get onto the, I think it's, I don't know what the positions are. I don't even know. I'm pretending.
Downward dog.
So it's like this, right?
All right, so he's down now and he's
your leg would go all the way up to your hands.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Leg to hands. Right. Yeah.
And so you'd put your arm or elbow on your left leg.
Yeah.
And you'd pray like that and you'd have your left elbow all the way up to the thing and you'd look up.
Okay,
I feel like
stretching.
If I blew air at you, you would fall over.
Fall over. That was the thing. I honestly swear to God, like, I was there trying to balance and everyone was like, no, but, and she was like, find your chi or whatever. And I was there going, it's over here. No, it's over here. No, it's over here.
What's your chi now?
I don't know. I think it's some peace thing. Yeah, balance. I don't know.
Find your chi.
But anyway, after she was just like, how did you find that? And I was like, that was the toughest thing I've ever done in my entire life. And she was just like, why? And I was like, well, I couldn't really. She was like, because at the start of the class, she told me to focus on my breathing as opposed to doing the moves. Mm. But of course, I didn't hear any of that because I was like, why is she saying my name?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And so I said, I didn't really understand what was happening. So I had to keep looking up to see if I was doing it right. And that was really hurting my neck.
Yeah, yeah.
And the heat, it's very hot. Could we lower it down?
Yeah.
But I said, it was so impressive.
Will you go back?
Yeah, I think I will.
Good. Wow.
Yeah, no,
it's
it was
funny.
Very
I hate
good.
That when they ask you for feedback in the middle of a class when you actually are like on the verge of death. I was at boxing last week. The time I told you about where I had to run to the bathroom to take a break.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like pretend to go to the toilet like I was in secondary school. Anyway, towards the end of the class, your man came over and was like, how are you finding it? And I was actually just in such a state. I was like, absolutely horrendous, hating it. But and then I looked at him and I was like, but in the best way, like, yeah, that's what I like to hear.
But I'll be back.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Roseanne Bruno Mars on Spin.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks, Ash. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks. Did anybody notice the weather in Australia was obviously really good at the weekend? Because my whole Instagram was full of it.
Yeah.
No, I'd seen a couple of my mates were at last week. They were at the Australian Open, and I was fuming at them.
Fuming. From my brother that came in at like after midnight last night. I didn't see it till this morning. Saying 34 degrees Celsius and sunny at 10:30 this morning,
that
getting up to 39 apparently.
Sounds horrible.
Then the temperature will drop within an hour to 24, and a big thunderstorm.
I don't need heat.
Afternoon.
I just need brightness.
I know.
I am so attuned to the weather in Australia because of our many immigrants, and I'm going to tell you now, a lot of people got muted at the weekend on Instagram. I felt like it was barbecue central, and I felt like as fellow Irish people
going to parks. What's that about? It's
barbecuing
like,
in parks,
yeah. What's that about? Must be a big culture thing over there.
Taking their tops off in parks.
Yeah.
Showing off.
We wouldn't know,
lads.
We wouldn't know.
Yeah. No, I felt like it was quite insensitive of them on a week where we were being battered by Storm Ayo and, yeah, and rain and all the rest, for it to be A, such nice weather down there, and for them to be posting so prolifically. I really felt like the posts were out of control at the weekend.
They were insane.
And practically everybody I know in Australia got the mute.
But also, I'm also like, I still prefer our summer than their summer.
I'm just not even going to say that, because obviously I'd be lying.
No, because the only thing that's good about their summer is it's during our winter, so of course it looks fantastic. But you ever see when it's our summer and you're looking at their B-reels or you're looking at their Instagrams and you're like, looks like crack.
Yeah, I will say as well, they're awful moany when it's like rain, and I know every time there's a thunderstorm in Australia as well, because they're all like, so much for this being Australia. Look at that rain.
Well, my brother landed in Sydney like 2 weeks ago, or a week ago now maybe, and I was texting him the other day, I said, hey, get on. He was like, yeah, it's so overrated, don't like Sydney.
Really?
Go. Yeah, get me out of here.
You should have went to Melly B.
Yeah, he's going to move on, but like, he's like, yeah, I don't know what the hype is about, this is crap.
If you have something bad to say about Australia, always let me know.
Yeah, I'd agree with you.
I welcome such comments.
Yeah, no, 100%. Actually, just get in touch. If you've been to Australia and you were like, this is a dump, get me home.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear it.
Me yeah. too.
If the sun was just a bit too hot,
yeah,
I'd like to hear
just
what that
was. Just
drop
me a DM
well.
At
too
any
bright.
Stage.
Yeah. The vibes were too good.
Spins fully charged, recharged.
This is Spin, and it's all getting sexy on the show this week because we're getting you ready for Valentine's Day with flowers.ie.
New seasonal flowers are here early. Tulips in pink, white, and a mix of pink, white, and yellow, and they're perfect for any occasion.
They're really pushing the pink, white, and yellow mix, and I get that.
Must be on trend for 2025.
Good colour palette there.
Yes. Plus the same and next day flower delivery in Ireland, which is very good, especially around flowers, especially around Valentine's Day, because I always remember it the day before.
Yeah. I'm actually pro tulips for Valentine's Day rather than roses. I think it's more seasonal.
I have a question for our Dave.
More thoughtful, I feel like. Roses are just
the usual.
Roses will do. Question for you, Dave.
Go on.
Now that you're incredibly loved up, would you be delivering flowers to your lovely girlfriend's workplace on Valentine's Day, or does it fall on a weekend this year?
Luckily for me, her workplace is her house.
So yes.
Oh, it's a Friday.
Yeah.
It's a Friday, so some offices will be getting flowers in. Okay, yeah, Brad.
Yeah, if I sent them to her office, I think she'd be pretty annoyed because her office is in America.
So don't.
Getcha. I don't think flowers.ie deliver there.
I know.
You Boston. Certainly probably wouldn't get the next day.
No.
Fairness. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. We want to give you a €200 flowers.ie voucher, and we played you a poem by our AI poet, Will AI M. Shakespeare. He's talking about a certain celebrity in that poem.
Yeah, Peter thinks he knows who was being discussed there, who's on his way to work. What do you do for work, Peter?
I work in the courts.
You work in the courts. Very good.
Can you elaborate on your words?
Are you a judge, Peter?
No. Well then,
administration.
Very good, Peter.
We love admin.
And do you have someone to celebrate Valentine's Day with this year?
I do.
Very good.
Loads of details here, Peter.
Peter, are you a fan of tulips?
I like tulips, yeah.
They're a nice flower, we've decided. Yeah, they're solid.
They are a solid flower. Basically, we've been listening to Will AI and Shakespeare talk about a celebrity. Have a listen one more time.
Roses are red, her beats never stop. Boom, clap in the air, she's always on top. Vroom, vroom with the sound and guess in the mix. She's pop's wild queen and she's ready to fix.
All right, Peter.
Peter, what? In admin, in the courts, who's celebrating Valentine's with his partner later on in February. Who is that celebrity?
Charlie XCX.
What made you think that?
I saw Boom, Clap.
Boom, Clap.
Very yeah, good. That was a giveaway. Let's see if you're right.
Of course, you're absolutely correct. Ooh. I'm having a Brat Valentine's with Charlie XCX.
Whoa. Oh, very good, Will I Am Shakespeare. He's a bit cringe, isn't he?
Yeah, a bit creepy. But that was a good poem now today, in fairness.
Peter, congratulations. €200 flowers.ie voucher is on the way to you. Have a fantastic Valentine's Day.
Sure, bye. Thanks, Emma.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. I'd say people on the way to college studying English are like, can't believe they're ripping Shakespeare on Spin again this year. Okay, another chance to win on tomorrow's show after 9:30. You're on Spin.
A couple of minutes ago, we opened up the Moan About Australia hotline because I was saying that my Instagram was full of lovely barbecues and parks all weekend because it was really nice weather in Australia again. And I just said at any stage, if you want to tell me that Australia is crap, I'll welcome it with open arms. As an Irish person still in Ireland, I think that's fair enough.
Right, what have you got?
And we got a lovely message in from Olivia, who understood the assignment. She said, lads, if you ever want to be put off going to Australia, just watch that Wreck the Head show, Border Security. An apple will ruin the country. Seriously, get over yourselves, lads.
I love that show. Do you know when people are coming in, they have about 17 fish.
But they're also like, where'd you get that leaf?
Yeah.
But then you see people bringing in like a whole tub of maggots and you're like, what were you hoping for?
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah.
Tuesday.
What's going on? Good morning.
Guys, I have to say, you know the way sometimes I talk about the respect I have for parents as a childless woman?
Yes,
yesterday I went to visit my friend, former colleague, haven't seen her, and I can't believe this. She was like, you know, it's been almost a year since we've seen each other. And it was like the start of April, I think I last went to visit. And when I went to visit, I had a sleepover, and she has twins. And then they were three. And they were great. And they still are great, of course. But oh my God, I went to visit yesterday. It is mayhem.
I sense the twins have gotten worse.
The twins are the best crack in the whole world. But how does anyone keep an eye on one of them, never mind two of them?
Yeah.
Everything was a competition. So for example, I stood up at one point. I was sitting at like the kitchen island and I just stood up to go to the loo. But I was still in the middle of a conversation with my friend, and the kids were, Mammy, why is your friend standing up?
That's so annoying.
I'd hate that.
Oh my God, that's so annoying.
So my friend was like, oh, she probably needs to go to the loo, do you? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, even though I know, like, well, I've been in the house several times, well, why don't you show Emma where the bathroom is? Two of them, me, I want to do it. I want to show you where the bathroom is.
Oh my God.
It was like a competition. And the two of them just legged it to where the loo was, being like, is this way? And then I was in the toilet. It was like, okay, come away from the toilet. Just let Emma go to the toilet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was like, almost like, do you need me to show you the way back? Who wants to be the people to do that kind of a thing? Everything is in twos. Everything is by two. One of them was dying to stick their finger into this like icing thing because they'd made like brownies of the day and they put icing on the top before me. And they're like, please, one more dip in the icing. And then the other one was like, well, that's not on. No, I didn't get my second dip in the icing. I was like, oh my God.
Oh God, that sounds like a lot of work. And I have to go to London this weekend to see my girlfriend's niece and nephew who are also twins.
Oh my God, really? So many
and they're
twins.
2 years old, and I'm now like, oh God, what have I let myself in for?
The only twins I've ever met are John and Edward.
And they're a lot, and they are a lot. Grown up.
See, do you see the problem now?
Well done, Dave.
Thank you, Ireland.
He's just been treated to a lovely show there.
Yeah, Dave had his headphones on, so, you know, the way sometimes when you have headphones on, you don't realise how long you're singing. He was giving The Weeknd that song. Real? You
I was giving it socks. Yeah. I was giving it socks.
You're on
I?
Fully Charged on Spain. Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen. Now, that put me off a little bit now. That means good morning in German, I'm pretty sure. Okay, a couple of times on the show over the last couple of years, I have spent a lot of time scamming scammers. Not really scamming them, but more just wasting their time. So whenever I get a phone call from like a, this is Revolut and you have a payment of €80 for Amazon. If this is not true, press 1. I always press 1 just for the crack.
Yeah, whereas the rest of us would just immediately hang up and try and protect the few quid we have in our bank account.
Exactly, whereas I have a lot more time on my hands. So I always press 1 and it's always just like, you know, you talk to some fella and then I'm just like, you're a loser, you're a scammer, would you not get a job? And they're like, they go mad, and I just find it very funny.
It is entertaining.
And whenever someone texts me on Instagram, I'm always just like, well, let's see how far this can go.
It's like, do you want to collaborate with me on this project for $1?
It's very clear that they're all, you know, scammers. Anyway, I got this follow the other day from a girl called Hayley, and in Hayley's profile picture is a photo of her bottom. Right, she's got no followers, and I'm sorry. She's got no posts, and if I had a bottom like that, I'd be posting it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, really, so something's up there now.
So zero posts, a couple of followers, and I was just like,
"Hello,
Noah.
Bum."
Yeah, but I was just like, obviously, I know straight away this is a scam, like straight away. So as soon as she follows me, she sends me a message. She responds to my story, and so I have the conversation. Producer Callum is going to play the scammer, and I will play myself. Cool. Keep in mind, from the very, very start, I know that this is a scammer.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Let's go.
Hi, waving hand emoji.
Ah, how are you, Hayley? How's your weekend? Hope you didn't lose any power from the storm.
I'm doing good, thanks for asking. Everything is going smoothly over here.
Fantastic news. And what are you at for today, so?
Nothing much, just chilling. What about you?
Sounds like fun. I have to go into town. I'm looking for a leash for my pet snail. He very slowly ate the last one.
Smiles.
No, not smiles. Snails. Lol.
Where from?
I'm from me ma. Have you ever been?
No!
It's lovely this time of year. Where are you from?
I'm from Earth. Ha ha.
That's where me ma is.
Okay, cool. Can I see what you look like?
Yes, just go onto my profile and click the first picture, and that's what I look like. I'm the one in the trolley on Mount Everest holding the muffin and the cat. Last night was crazy.
I mean a selfie of you at the moment.
So at this moment I went to ChatGPT and I asked it to make a photo of Nidge from Love Hate taking a selfie for his Bebo page.
Okay, brilliant.
It was very crap, it was very AI. The phone he was taking the selfie on was a flip phone with no camera. So I got that and I sent it to her.
Okay, excellent.
That's not a pic. This is a pic.
She sends me a photo of her in her little sexy pajamas.
Oh, go on.
Sitting on the bed, right? The dead of night in the photo. And for pure transparency, I'm in the car with my girlfriend at the time. I show her the photo. I get the go ahead to keep chatting to her because, and I quote, "She's too hot. No way she's real." So I text back, "It looks like nighttime there, question mark.
It's not night. I turn off my light."
She's a poet now as well.
Send a pic.
Okay. I can't. I'm shy.
Give me a pic.
Hayley, what part of I am shy don't you understand? Hayley does not respond. She has since deleted her account and is now called Instagram user in my DMs.
Haley.
What could have been?
I don't understand.
Okay, so I have a theory.
What was she looking for? She didn't even once suggest you get rid of you.
You were leading the conversation for ages.
I always try to lead the conversation because I'm like, you know, trying to get something out of them. You know what I mean? Something funny or whatever. My theory is that she's looking to use my photo as proof that I'm real. Do you know what I mean? For herself. So she'll go and make an account of me.
Oh.
And so then she can be like, "No, look, I am real. Here's a selfie of me." And she'll just, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I think it's a catfish thing. I think it's to scam other people. I'd say she's just using me to get more photos of me or something.
Do you think that if you sent her a picture, then there would be alternative accounts of you online to scam people?
Yes, I think there would.
Why wouldn't you just take people's normal pictures from their Instagram page?
I think because it might be like, "Oh, you're not real. Send me a selfie." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I thought it would be.
So she'll then become a man who's scamming people.
Exactly. Mm. So there you go.
Oh my God.
So that's my theory anyway.
I just think it's incredible that she stuck around on the back of that and going to get a leash for my pet snail.
I know. Yeah.
Send a pic.
Another way sometimes Dublin people get like a reputation, or people who live in Dublin, for like not really knowing what's going on beyond the M50. And I felt like a little bit of that yesterday, and I felt a little bit ashamed of myself.
Right, go on.
So I told you that yesterday in the show I had to kind of leg it because I had to get to a funeral in the Midlands in Roscommon. And so got out of Dublin, grand, and you could just see the effects of the storm as soon as you got like half an hour outside Dublin, yeah. And so halfway down the road, as I said, I was under a bit of time pressure and I kind of had to make peace with the fact that I was going to miss the ceremony of like the funeral itself, and it would probably be I'd have to just get to the graveyard and meet the family afterwards because I just wasn't going to make it with time.
Did the shake hands.
Exactly. And so on the way down, I was like bursting. I mean, like, I was like, okay, I really, really need to pee. Another 5-6 minutes is going to be I'm going to be even later again, but I can't hold it. I have to go to the toilet. Mm-hmm. So I pulled into this petrol station a good like hour from Dublin, and all I was there for was to go to the toilet really, and I'd get a coffee just to pay my way. And I went in and it was like all the toilets were shut because they've no water.
Oh no.
There's no water.
Oh God.
Because of the bloody storm.
So you've stopped off and now you still can't.
Still can't pee.
Which makes you want to pee even more.
I actually need to pee.
Yeah. So I get back into the car, and before I go anywhere, I look up like petrol stations further down the way, being like, okay, just get your head around this. I'm not great when I need to pee, lads.
No, I'm the same. No. I'm great. Very much the same.
Oh, I can't really function.
Start to sweat.
Yeah, it's awful. So I looked up and it was like, okay, it's going to be another 17 minutes before another one that's going to be on my route, right? At this point now, like, I can't even think straight. I'm just like, focus on the driving and the drive.
Time for a squat in the bush.
But there's another petrol station. No water.
No, you're joking.
bathrooms out of use.
Oh my God.
I just barged down the door.
At this point, I'm like, am I even going to make it to the graveyard for this funeral? I've wasted another 6 or 7 minutes.
Oh my God.
The time you pull in and you get out and you go in and then you kind of jog back to the car and you're like, oh, John, it needs to be just worse than I've ever needed to be ever.
You're like, I don't even need water. I just need a hole in the ground.
Yeah. Honestly, at this stage, and you're kind of looking around going, will I pull in and just hop a fence somewhere?
Yeah.
But then all the back roads, there was times where I moved off like the main roads to the back roads to get to where I needed to be. And that's when you really saw the effects of the storm.
Right.
I was like, I'm not getting out jumping that bush. There's a whole electricity wire falling around that bush.
Oh,
whole,
I'm so anxious.
The roads were in bits. You turn a corner and there's half a tree still in the middle of the road. There's electricity poles literally sprawled across fields. I was like, I get electrocuted if I went into that bush. Imagine if I sizzled on the side of the road.
But the sizzled. With the trousers down.
I literally sizzled.
Sizzled?
I sizzled to death.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. I thought that was your way of calling it peeing. And I was like,
no, imagine.
I'm just going for a sizzle.
Every time I was like, okay, just stop here and just honestly, who cares? There's no one on these back roads. Just, I can't function anymore. And I was like, imagine if I weed in a ditch.
Yeah.
And the electricity's going through the ditch. The ditch so intensely that, like in a cartoon, my wee just sizzles up and I burned to death.
You fried yourself.
Okay, I'm so anxious. You need to tell me, where did you go to the bathroom? What happened?
So I get to the church eventually, yeah?
And you still haven't gone to the toilet?
Still haven't gone to the toilet.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
The funeral's more or less over at this point. And I'm looking around and I'm like, right, okay, well, look, I'm here to meet the family. Just do what you have to do. It's fine. And I go and stand with other people who are waiting outside the church to meet the family afterwards. And I look across and imagine the most rural looking thing you've seen from like Angela's Ashes era of Ireland. And I just see a shed.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's somewhere behind a bit of ivy. You can see a toilet sign. And I say, well, it's now or never.
Oh, yeah.
I walk in. The toilet hasn't been cleaned since about 2002.
I'd say. Oh, no.
There's no light. I'm in the pitch dark.
Which is probably for the best.
I use the light of my phone to have a look at the toilet bowl and I said, you know what?
That's not.
I'm going to have to squat this one out and get on with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I look around.
No toilet
roll. There's no toilet roll. But what there is a bit of, God, I can't even speak today. Sorry. Like hand.
Blue roll kind of.
Yeah. Blue roll kind of thing that you'd find in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like a restaurant.
Yeah.
The paper itself is kind of damp.
Yeah.
I know that kind
of. Yeah.
But you kind of have to just get on with this and get out. And despite the circumstances of it being the most disgusting toilet, I've been to festivals, it's not that bad. It was the best pee of my entire life.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I was going to meet a family who were sad and grieving and I couldn't get a smile off my face. I just felt so sad. I was just so thrilled. It was honestly...
Sorry for your loss, but I have just peed for 10 minutes straight.
I saw my friend who I was there to support and she looked at me, kind of gave me a nod and I was grinning ear to ear. I was like, hey, what's the crack? It's like, okay, well, head in the game. Right?
Lovely
you,
area.
You know? You're listening to Fully Charged. Who can do a Bolton accent?
A Bolton?
God, I wouldn't have a clue. What's Bolton?
It's Bolton Northern.
Vernon
Kay. Bolton.
That's where she's from. And she's been sitting on that song for a very, very, very long time. There you go.
What's her name? Is it Crystal?
It's Crystal, yeah.
I love Crystal, me.
I was telling you a few minutes ago, I was on the road yesterday. I had to go to a funeral in the Midlands and I was bursting for a wee. And first stop I made to a petrol station, no good, toilets closed, no water, the effects of the storm. Second stop, same deal, ended up peeing in this shed that looked like it hadn't been cleaned in about 15 years outside the church. Oh, it was awful. But anyway, best pee I've ever had in my life. And Orla's been on, we've been warned by producer Callum, if you're eating your breakfast, maybe just keep your hand on the dial for this message. We've not heard it either.
Guys, that happened to me during COVID. And I just happened to have a towel in the back of the car.
No.
And I just sat on the towel and peed my way home and straight into the shower.
Oh,
could not help it. And I'm not even someone who needs to go to the loo a lot, but that day I needed to go and I can't tell you what I did.
Who sent this? Orla. Orla, you're barred.
Orla, you are...
I have a story for another day.
A hero for not making that anonymous.
I have a story for another day.
I would go to the grave with that story.
When I may or may not have peed in my friend's car.
I don't want to hear it.
Please.
For another day.
I don't want to hear it.
For another
Make it a
day.
Saturday.
Andrew Hudson. Roger Burns, Nobody's Soldier here at Spin. It's 8:41 on a Tuesday. What's the crack?
Whenever you say his full name, I think he's in trouble.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Andrew Hosier Burns, get in here now.
Which is sort of appropriate because we're talking about teachers on the show this morning, and we want to know, did you have a teacher with a funny name? Cast your mind back. 087-711-1038 is our number, and we'd love you to send it over to us in a WhatsApp voice note. The reason for this is very simply because the other day, producer Callum mentioned that he had a science teacher in secondary school and his name was Mr. Snowball.
Bizarre.
And that just really made me laugh.
How on earth is there surnames that exist called Snowball?
Mr. Snowball.
Yeah, it's like Mr. iPhone.
So random.
It really sets you up for a bad time when you're going into a room full of kids and you have a surname that stands out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I would not get into teaching because my name would be Mr. Farmer, and the amount of, like, farm jokes that I would get.
Why aren't you teaching ag science?
Yeah, well, where's your cows or whatever? But I will always remember this story about Mr. Snowball, and it just didn't do him any favours because he was a relatively new teacher. Looking back at it, I think we were about 13, 14, so he must have been in his really early 20s, just out of uni.
Yeah.
Like his first teaching job.
Okay.
And it was snowy.
Oh, no.
And he was carrying a box of science equipment and he fell over in the snow.
No, he didn't.
And
God,
it was
him.
Just like...
God, like there's no recovery.
There's no coming back.
No.
I would retire.
You'd be like, remember when Mr. Snowball fell in the snow? That's so good.
That's all you'd say for the rest of time.
I remember a couple, we had a teacher called Miss Scary, and she was really scary.
Miss Scary or Miss Gary?
Miss Scary. So it was like Miss Scary. And then we had a teacher, Miss Curtin, but her first name was, I'm not joking you, Annette.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
Her parents were having a laugh.
Having a laugh.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Okay, well, speaking of first names, this one isn't like a really bizarre name because I had a teacher called Mr. McAllister. But his first name was Alistair.
No!
So he was Alistair McAllister.
I'm starting to think that my teachers just had really boring basic
and he was
names.
So, so cool. He was so good. And then I had another teacher. And if anyone knows that teacher, do not say this to her. But she was called Miss Hickey.
Which is such a normal name, but like when you're in a secondary school, yeah, you're in trouble.
If you're in a secondary school, yeah, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, Mr. Hammond, what's that in your neck? It's like, well, you can't say anything about it, Mr.
Yeah, yeah.
Miriam, standing by, you had some funny teachers' names. What's yours?
Miss Crocock.
Miss Crocock.
What?
Yeah, she was the vice principal and she did look like a crow. She was so small.
Oh,
she was
my
really
God.
Short.
Was she a wiry little one?
She was very, very quiet, but when you got her started, she was going to just mental. Like,
I've never even heard of that. Like, it sounds like you've got it wrong.
No, that's the right name.
That's incredible.
That's mad.
Mrs. Crocock. Wow, got such an unfortunate surname. Well, thank you, Miriam.
Thanks, Miriam.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye, 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 bye. 087 711 1038 to get in touch. This in from Lauren.
Morning, guys. So when I was in primary school, we had a substitute teacher whose name was Mr. Early, but he was always late. It's not necessarily a funny name, but always ironic that it was like, oh, my name's Mr. Early, but he was always late to school every time he was substitute in our class.
Guarantee you that fella was late once.
Yeah.
He was late once, and just like, for the rest of time, look, he was always late.
Remember when Mr. Early was late? Here's Kaylee.
When I was in secondary school, we had a teacher called Mr. Horn.
Oh, God.
As you can imagine, as 14, 15, 16-year-olds, this was the funniest thing ever.
Amazing.
And we used to get called all kinds of other names that included the word horn. So, not probably radio appropriate, but it was the funniest thing ever. We all had a great time with his name.
I love when people know something isn't radio appropriate.
I know.
I love that.
Thanks for doing our
job. What about Niall Horn?
Yeah, God.
Is that why he became a famous singer? To get rid of people slagging him for
Justice
his name?
Justice for horns.
But I wonder, is this person that Kaylee's talking about H-O-R-N or H-O-R-A-N?
Oh, yeah.
Because if it's just Mr. Horn, it's game over.
It must be Horn.
Yeah, yeah. Here's Josh.
We used to have a teacher called Mr. Yo Man. And we used to always go, Yo Man, there's no need to feel down. I said,
Yo Man,
step off the ground.
Yeah, one more time and everybody getting involved in the song.
We used to have a teacher called Mr. Yo Man. And we used to always go, Yo Man, There's no need to feel down. I said, yo, man, pick yourself off the ground.
You can stay there.
That's unreal.
So good. That's class. Any more for us?
Yeah, get in touch. 087-711-1038.
Your funny teacher name.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, very good. I actually think mine were so dry now, in hindsight. Especially anyone listens to this with dry teacher surnames, like, damn it.
I want to play.
Cooler.
We're chatting about funny teacher names. Essentially just surnames that sound funny when you put a Mr. or Miss in front of them.
There you go,
and
Sam.
Have them as your teacher.
Mr. Fender.
Yeah, Mr. Fender Bender. 087-711-1038. We got a message in from Nicole who said, I had a teacher in school. He's now the principal and he was called Mr. Frisbee.
No! I actually have a friend called with his surname is Frisbee.
Really?
Isn't that gas?
Yeah.
I remember first meeting him and going, that's a bizarre name.
It sounds like a Mr. Men character.
Yeah, Mr. Frisbee.
It does. Mira was on.
We had the secondary school science teacher, Barnaby Crampton. Yeah. All girls school. Yeah. We made a lot of jokes.
Oh, God.
Barnaby Crampton.
What the hell?
It's a great name.
Barnaby Crampton.
Crampton. He was messing with you. That's nobody's name.
That's
like the name of like the teacher I think that Callum went to. Do you know what I mean? Like the teachers are called Barnaby Crampton.
Reese was in touch as well.
We had a teacher called Miss Bowser, and my God, she lived up to the name as well.
Mario.
Miss Bowser.
Miss Bowser.
A dinosaur.
We were talking earlier on to Miriam, who had a teacher in her school called Miss Crowcock. With that in mind, Camilla, hello.
Hello, how are things?
Good. I'm assuming you may have went to the same school as another caller we've had on this morning when it comes to your vice principal.
Oh, no.
I think Miriam went to school later than me, so she did.
Right. Okay, so this is Miss Crowcock?
Yeah. Yeah, so Miss Crowcock at the time would have been my vice principal.
Wow.
But very go good. Even further, your principal.
So, our principal was Mr. Condon.
No, it wasn't.
So, yeah, we gave them an awful time in school, so we did.
Mr. Condon
then left maybe 3 or 4 years before I finished school, so Miss Crowcock took over.
Oh my God.
Even though his surname is legitimately Condon,
yes.
I presume that was played with quite a bit to facilitate the vice principal, Miss Crowcock. Okay, of course.
I'd say Miss Crowcock was buzzing when he went. Because it just feels better without a condom.
Steven! Oh my God, Camilla, goodbye. Thank you, sorry,
Mom. Thank you.
I'm here all week, folks. That is the best joke on the show. I will never make a joke like that, as good as that, ever again.
You're filthy. Talking about teachers and school here.
Wake up. Wake up. Full spins, fully charged. We're spin.
Let's go.
Hello, what's the crack?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the story out there? Producer Callum has been very busy over the last number of weeks. Obviously, before Christmas, you're
this
busy
makes
doing
me
a
nervous.
Cooking class.
This makes me nervous.
Don't be nervous, Dave. So every Monday night, I've been telling you for a while now, I do a cooking class in Merino College. I call it Cooking with Callum, even though I'm not the teacher. And so before Christmas, I was doing dinners and meals. And this term, we are doing home-baked goods.
I think cooking is out and baking is in.
It's very wholesome. So last week I did jambons and mango chutney sausage rolls.
They were deadly. I know they sound bizarre, but they're
unbelievable. No good for you, Aisling. I'm sorry about that.
So vegetarian.
I specifically asked this week, can we do more things for Aisling?
That's brilliant.
And
Thank
he accommodated.
You.
So this week,
that was very nice.
I made, again, not one, but two things. Soda bread.
Oh.
Yum.
And fruit scones.
Oh, God.
And I have brought them. Dave, don't roll your eyes.
I am not rolling my eyes. I'm out. I am good with my Cocoa Puffs.
Fruit scones is such a treat.
What's wrong with soda bread? It's just bread.
That's fine, but fruit scones, no thanks.
Do you not like, you pick out the little raisins.
I don't like fruit and I don't eat scones.
But what I've done with the fruit scones is, and there's only one way to really eat scones, and that's none of this stupid little Buddha stuff that you do here. Butter and jam, no. Get out. In the bin. You do it the proper way.
What's
you
that?
Do it the Cornish way. Cornwall. Clotted cream. And jam.
Well, I was in the UK over the weekend and my boyfriend...
You were in the north. The north doesn't count.
Right. Well, she served us gorgeous scones and it was a butter and jam job and
so
it was absolutely delicious.
He brought us in. Oh my God, he's brought us in clotted cream on a scone.
What? Clotted cream? It sounds clotty.
No,
and
clotted cream is incredible.
It's thick cream. Oh, no, don't give that.
Oh, sorry. He's getting the smallest one.
I'm getting the smaller one, aren't we?
Clotted cream is like a very...
It's heavy cream.
It's almost like butter. It's so thick.
It's really, really.
What are we going for first here, guys? Scone.
Let's go with the soda bread first now, because okay. We'll start.
While the guys tuck into their food, you can follow me on Instagram.
Oh, my God, Callum.
Oh, here we go.
It's Callum Farmer, C-A-L-L-U-M Farmer, to Callum. Document.
You literally put up three bloody
Callum.
Stories. One at the bus, one in your class, and one on the way home.
Yeah, don't even document anything that well.
About what you do. I'm busy baking.
Exactly, yeah. So why would I follow that?
Do more next week.
The soda bread is like fair play for making it. Like, well done, but it's just like brown bread.
It's just brown bread.
No, it's good. I think it's lovely brown bread.
Yeah, you did really well. Thanks, Callum.
Okay.
Want to take a bite into your scone? Then?
Oh, yeah, scone time. Hold on. I need a palate cleanser.
Cleanse the palate. The clot of cream will change your life.
Oh, that's stunning.
I got the cream from M&S.
Oh my God, Callum, the strawberry on top.
That's a beautiful fresh scone.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's melting.
Okay, that is good, to be fair.
Told you. That with a nice little cup of tea.
What's in this scone?
It's just raisins.
Raisins. Okay, very good. Well done, Callum.
Thank you.
That's very impressive.
No cooking with Callum next week because of the old Britty banker.
Oh.
Back in 2 weeks, brownies.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate brownies.
Oh, come on.
There you go. You want to be here for that.
Oh, no,
sorry, my mouth.
Eating them is going to sound so good on the radio.
So
I can't wait.
If you're following Callum for his cooking updates, there'll be none for 2 weeks, I suppose.
And anyway, what he puts up, as he said, is him waiting at the bus. Finished results.
Hey, look, people love the bus content.
Following Callum. Follow Carl. Follow Callum.
You're on Spin.
Morning. It has been a while since we had a plop date on this show.
Absolutely love the way you say Mr. Props is kind of my cat.
My sort of cat.
Sort of cat is just excellent, because I'm like, does that mean it's a squirrel? What does that mean?
It means it's sort of mine, I suppose. So if you don't know what a plop date is, it's a reference to basically this cat called Mr. Props, who is actually female. We found out later, but she's owned by a restaurant on my street and frequents my balcony by pooing in my flower beds.
Woo.
And Plops and I have been through a lot together. She comes into the gaff all the time. But the last couple of months have actually been kind of tough. And I haven't done a plop date for a while on the show for that reason. I think maybe since November, ever since Plops has been coming in, she's not settled. She wants to come in. She literally is scraping at the window to come in the house.
Okay.
But when she's in, she's like constantly roaming around, begging for food, and then like any sound, particularly in the hallway or like downstairs in the communal areas or whatever, she goes like really anxious and runs to the back door.
Right, she's getting old, is she?
She's like, I think she's only about 1 or 2.
Oh, really? I thought she was quite old.
What she's been through in her personal life.
That's it. And like, there's some building work going on around the area, and I wonder, is that distressing her? But
she develops a bit of anxiety.
Yeah, she definitely does. And she used to be so, so calm. So she just won't sleep at all. So she'll like, she might settle and lie, but her eyes will be like black, wide open all the time. So we've been trying multiple ways to try and get her to calm down or whatever. And one of the things that we saw online was that if you play like kind of soothing music or have some background noise, it distracts from like any other noises that's going on. So
it's so funny, my friend will always leave the radio on for his cat when he leaves the house.
Really?
Yeah, same with my auntie and uncle for their dogs.
Yeah. So that's what we've been trying. So the first thing that I tried was a playlist on Spotify, and it's just called Calming Cat Music. It sounds like this. So it's just that.
Lovely.
Very nice.
That's really nice.
It's calming me.
Yeah.
I remember staying in a hotel before, and in the room when you walked in, just automatically on the telly was just this, like something like this, really low. It was lovely. I didn't have any temptation to turn it off. Like when I was going to sleep, I was like, get me in a really nice little zen. I really liked it.
Just a vibe. Yeah. So we tried that for a while and that was grand, but then it felt like you kind of had to turn it up quite loud to make it drown out the other noises, and then it was actually a bit annoying. Yeah. So I tried something maybe in her own language, and I played this for her.
That's lovely.
That's of course the meow version of Billie Eilish's What Was I Made For.
I love that.
I do love that.
That's very nice.
A popular TikTok sound.
And how did she react to that?
She didn't mind that now, but like it's only like a 3 minute song, and to play it on loop was getting sort of irritating for the humans in the house.
Understandable.
So we had to leave that one. And then one day, my fiance Alex was watching TV, and he noticed that Plops had been lying quite still on the couch while he was watching the telly.
Okay.
And we realised the perfect background sound for Mr. Plops is the 90s sitcom Seinfeld.
You're crazy.
Stick it to me, Jerry.
George.
Stick it!
Fast asleep.
No.
I swear to God. I don't know if you've ever watched Seinfeld.
I love Seinfeld.
Do you?
Yeah. It's very good.
But it's just pure 90s sitcom, laugh track, the whole lot. And
you'd wonder
she
what that
loves
makes, what comfort that, like, it's like she was here in another life.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. It's so funny. And now, like, when we, like, have to nip out to the shop or whatever, Alex will be like, will we leave her in? Will we put her out? And I go, just stick on Seinfeld there. And come back and she's fast asleep
Are
on the
serious?
Couch. No, I swear.
Are there any
it's
dead
so cute.
People in real life, actors who have died after that show?
Yeah, I wonder.
As in, that are dead from the show.
Yeah. She's asking, have they been reincarnated
maybe
to Mr.
They
Plops?
Came back as Plops.
Maybe.
Maybe Plops in a former life was a famous actor.
Or was on the laugh track.
Yeah.
And recognises
like,
her laugh.
I remember that time in the 90s coming into the audience that night.
Not a great review, though.
Of the show.
Falling asleep.
Yeah.
But she's seen it already.
Yeah.
In her former life, you know.
She's seen it all.
That's great. There's probably like, they're probably like, why is this household in Dublin listening to the, or watching the show? So
much time felt.
You're on Spin.
Recharged.
Morning.
Hello.
Naturally, we must talk to the runner in the room, and that is Aisling. Before I get into this story, you have signed up for not one but two marathons for 2025. You told us this.
Yeah. Gulp.
A lot of I was telling my husband Emer about you, and she was like, "Her poor body." And I was like, "I know." Just quickly talk us through the kind of side effects you get in terms of like what happens to your body when you're putting yourself through this kind of stress.
Well, I've done two marathons before. The first one, I ended up with a gammy hip. The second one, gammy foot. Lost multiple toenails during both.
Fully off. Like, oh wow.
Yeah, but there'll be little lads underneath growing back. Do you know?
While, I know what you're saying.
While they're on the way
outer
out.
Layer. Oh god.
But yeah, it's tough going. Bit of athlete's foot. You know yourself. All the good stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm just like not really good. I feel like I need to have some sort of a goal, or I just won't do any exercise. I'm just one of those people. I can't.
Yeah, but a goal could be like a park run, couch 5K.
It could.
Yeah. Anyway.
And so what happened to your face?
Sure. Keep those injuries and stuff in mind when I tell you this, because I think it's going to make you angry.
Okay.
China's first ever human versus robot half marathon is happening in April in Beijing.
I think you live on Facebook, do you? Because that, I'd only ever see that kind of a headline on Facebook.
This is true. I actually haven't opened my Facebook in about 3 months. I never use it.
That's the most lad Bible headline I've ever heard.
12,000 humans are doing this, and then there's a certain amount of bipedal robots there as well. So these are from, I suppose they're trying to showcase the ability of these robots. So they're taking a pool of them from 20 different tech firms, and they're all going to compete showing these AI advancements. The distance is 13 miles, and they have to be robots that have like proper, as in there can't be any sneaky wheels or anything underneath.
Okay. So they're actually like
with
human-like
as they possibly can be.
That's crazy.
But the thing about it is, which is so, it makes me so angry, is that there's prizes for first, second, and third, and the winner could be a robot.
What's the prize?
As in, would it go to the manufacturer of the robot, I suppose, the prize?
Well, I suppose when they're doing, even just think of the ceremony itself, that you're standing there absolutely knackered lacking all your toenails.
Yeah.
And the medal's going around the steel neck of a robot that isn't even a real, you know. I suppose what they're trying to do in China is push to lead the kind of AI race competing with the States. That's their goals behind this. But I certainly, if I realised, say for example, you're running the Belfast Marathon, and you realise robots were competing, I'd be like, I'm not doing it.
Well, like, just give one of them an elbow.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I would love to, like, give them a wallop.
Obviously, I wouldn't be a violent person, but if I was ever in my life 12 kilometres into a run, and I see some bloody robot up ahead of me, you may be sure it's going ka-chow. Like, I will beat the living daylights. I'll do whatever I have to do. If you haven't spent hundreds on physio, and I'm hurtling towards the finish line, and I see a robot ahead of me.
Yeah.
Like, bye. Seriously. If you, as a robot, don't understand the pain of a shin splint, I mean it.
I would
pick up that robot and bait it off a tree. Like, I don't know what their abilities are anymore, if they can, like, beat you back.
I'd imagine they could. Yeah, if they can run a marathon, they could probably beat you up. Yeah.
If you're one of the tech developers for this race, you might need to start adding that function to be back.
If I was a creator of one of these robots running the marathons, I wouldn't touch it, just in case. You know, just in case they
come for you,
they rise up.
I would absolutely trip
your family.
And then also, like, I would also be giving them whatever prize is first prize, because I don't want to be known as the person who took the prize having not run the marathon just because I made the robot. I wouldn't want the robot to be like, that guy stole my prize, I'm coming for him next. Like, I'm the kind of person.
You're a bit paranoid about robots.
Well, I'm the kind of person who thanks ChatGPT after, you know what I mean? Like,
so do I, though.
Or like, I thank Siri for playing a song I wanted. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'd
be too afraid to not be kind to them.
They could be ruling our lives soon, kind of a thing. Well, this is why I think we need to take them all down. I'd be tripping them left, right and centre. If, because they don't have a stomach and they don't understand how much in bits everyone else is from carb loading for the past week.
Yeah.
Like,
gone.
Seriously. And finally, these lads haven't spent a single euro on runners. How much
dead
on runners?
I know. What are they going to have on their feet?
Is anyone asking why to this?
Like, yeah, it's
just trying to show off to the States, really. That's the whole objective.
And oh, well, then I'm on board.
The States are like, we could too, but we don't
want to.
We're not really that fussed. We'd rather, like, our humans run their marathons, yeah. You know? Would you do a marathon if you knew the 50% of the quote-unquote people there or runners there are
That'd be interesting.
Good fun.
Part of history.
Yeah.
Do you want to win some cool stuff this week with Harvey Norman? They are your connected health specialists. We've got loads of prizes to give away every day this week.
Yes, Harvey Norman want to prioritise your health and well-being. They have a huge range of connected health devices to help you stay motivated, manage your stress, improve your sleep and reach your fitness goals.
Nice one. We got Samsung Watch 7 up for grabs today on the show. Who have we got on to play?
Yeah, we've got a fitness challenge to do for you. So we've Tara and Aisling standing by. How are you, Tara?
I'm so excited. My heart is pounding.
Have you ever been on the radio before?
Years and years ago, I think I won Tiny Tampa tickets with you guys.
Oh, very good.
Listen, well, welcome back.
I remember it well.
What a time. Listen, we also there have Aisling. What are you up to this morning, Ash?
Hi, how are you? I'm just on the way to work.
I noticed that you're an A-S-H-L-I-N-G, unlike our A-I-S-L-I-N-G.
Oh, very
Aisling.
Good. Okay, well, then it's less confusing. And Aisling, have you ever been on the radio before?
I don't think so. No.
No, okay, it's a first for you. Exciting
times. We've never given you anything before.
Exciting times. Maybe today that will change. Okay, so today we got a Samsung Watch 7 for you, one of yous to win. Basically, we are doing a fitness challenge. Today we are doing press-ups. Myself and Aisling are going to be trying to do as many press-ups as we can in 30 seconds. So, Tara, you're on line one, so I'm going to let you choose who you would like, or who you would like to put your bet on, really. Who do you think is going to do the most press-ups? Aisling and her girl press-ups, or me and my normal press-ups?
I think I'd put my money on you. I think you will both do amazing, but I'll just put my money on you.
Tara, I want to be team Aisling anyway.
So the two Aislings will stick together and me and you, Tara. All right, I will try my absolute best for you.
All right, come on now, Aisling. I need a bit of encouragement from you, please.
Yeah, guys, make sure to do the encouraging. Dave, I'm keeping an eye on you here. All right, while we get cracking, and Callum will keep an eye and count for Aisling.
Ready?
Guys, 30 seconds are on the clock. Keep your encouragement coming, Tara and Aisling. Let's go in 3.
Yeah.
2, 1.
I might just stay.
Come on, Dave, you can do it.
I might
Come on, Dave, you can do it.
She's at 3. I haven't even started yet.
Oh, my God.
2, 3.
Oh, shoot, Dave. Go away.
Keep going. You can do it. Let's go. Go, 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 go. Come on, Dave. Let's go. You can do it.
I stopped a long time ago.
Wow. Dave jumped down there and had a bit of fun and jumped back in his seat.
You're so cocky. He wasn't even down on the ground for half of it.
Oh, love.
I have never seen Aisling so bad.
But Aisling is incredibly weak.
We know how weak she is.
She's incredibly weak.
Have you ever taken on Aisling in a challenge, what's it called?
Arm wrestle.
She's pathetic.
Well, really? There's a challenge for later in the week.
Wait,
the scores are in. I can reveal that Aisling did a fair attempt with her knee press ups and did 9.
Oh,
good job.
You didn't think I did 9, did you?
I didn't think you did 9.
No, Dave got so cocky, I worried that while he was kind of saying, I'm not even going to start yet, that it could come back to bite him. I don't know how he's fixed, to be honest. Dave?
What?
You did 11.
Yay!
Aisling, we nearly had him.
That's it for the win, Tara. Well done.
Congratulations, you've got that Samsung Watch 7, and I'm sorry, Aisling.
Oh my God, that is absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tara.
Listen, we'll talk to you again for I don't know what next.
Yeah, another 10 years.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you.
Good luck, guys. Bye bye.
See you, Ash. Thanks for playing. Bye bye. Talk to you later.
Just to reset, by the way, to revisit. When I said girl push-ups.
Yeah, that was very rude.
No, it wasn't. You were the one to call them girl push-ups because you were going to do them on your knees. So I wasn't like, oh, she's going to do little girl push-ups. I wasn't like that, just for anyone who's about to come for me.
Terrified of being cancelled.
Another chance to win with Harvey Norman before 7:30 on tomorrow's show.
Spins, speed dating.
were telling you about this yesterday. This Valentine's, we want to send you on the ride of your life.
Woo!
Hey, the gears won't be the only thing shifting. What? Uh-huh. We want to send couples on a date with a difference. So this is not for the singles this time, which is no harm, because why would you be arse at Valentine's Day when you're single?
Yeah, it's like, dead right.
I've been there. It's like, well, whatever.
Yeah, it's a day for the pals.
Yeah, we want to take you speed dating at Mondello Park. So if you're a couple and want to be taken for a spin around Mondello Park in their supercars, all while answering questions in kind of a Mr. and Mrs. type game about your partner, then we'll tell you how to enter the next couple of days.
Yeah, this is so exciting. Obviously, such a cool experience to get to go around Mondello. Dave and I did it once last year, I think.
Yeah,
it was
so
in the
good.
Supercars.
Yeah.
They're really hard to drive, actually. You'd be surprised, like, how it gives you a lot of respect for the actual drivers.
But like, if I had a real driver, I'd be terrified. I'd be like, this is so scary, because they're so fast and they're so good.
So fast. And on top of all of that, if you can prove that you're the most loved up couple on the day, we'll reward you with a class prize from Blanchardstown Centre. They are your number one choice for shopping and date nights this Valentine's Day.
There's dinner at their brand new luxury restaurant, Kaizen to go, a movie at the Odeon, and a gorgeous shopping spree worth 250 quid
as well.
That
sounds like a nice Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it does sound
memorable. Memorable.
Listen, as we said, more details to come, but for now, if you're interested, drop us over a Valentine's emoji, whatever you deem a Valentine's romance emoji, and we'll get back to you and keep you up to speed on the progress on this. But it's really exciting for Valentine's Day 2025. More info to come.